Exodus 41-5. Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall raise up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and you shall put the ark of the testimony there, and you shall screen the ark with the veil. And you shall bring in the table, and arrange its setting, and you shall bring in the lampstand, and set up its lamps. And you shall put the golden altar for incense before the ark of the testimony, and set up the screen of the entrance to the tabernacle.
The book of Exodus reveals that God's intention is to have the ark. This ark is the ark of testimony, and this causes the tabernacle to become the tabernacle of testimony. What God wants is the ark of testimony in the tabernacle of testimony. We, however, may want nothing more than our own salvation. Because we care for our salvation, we may not have any thought concerning God's testimony. Our salvation is at the altar, but God's testimony is at the ark. In our reading of the book of Exodus, we need to pay careful attention to the significance of the ark of testimony. I hope that all the young people especially will see the importance of the Ark of Testimony in this book. In reading and studying the Word of God, we should not be controlled by our natural mind, religion, or culture. We should not merely be concerned with receiving some kind of blessing from God. We need to see that what God desires is the Ark of Testimony in the Tabernacle of Testimony. In the revelation of the tabernacle and its furniture, the ark is mentioned first. In the making of the tabernacle and the furniture in the two records concerning this matter in chapter 40, the ark of testimony also has a central place. We have seen that the ark of testimony typifies Christ. The first item of furniture to be put into the tabernacle was the ark. The ark, therefore, is a central item of the tabernacle and its furniture.